This is a collaborative audio performance by Ava Lee and Beesplines. Please be respectful of our creative work and do not download or distribute it outside of Reddit without our permission. You're going to listen to the very first erotic short story I've ever written. Have fun! Playing with Fire by Ava Lee. Staggering slightly on her high-heeled shoes, Florence entered the last subway train and thankfully slumped into the nearest seat. At shortly past 3 a.m., the carriage was almost empty. Is there anything more depressing in the world? She wondered, taking in the shabby seats, graffiti-stained windows, and dirty floors, all of it bathed in cold greenish neon light. The sorry surroundings certainly reflected her mood. A sad little smile crossed her lips as she remembered how the evening had started out so nice. It was her birthday, and Cameron had picked her up for dinner. She had hoped to move their relationship to a deeper level, but as it turned out, it had not been much of a relationship to him in the first place. In the back of her head, there had always been a nagging suspicion, but she had attributed it to her own difficulty to trust. Now, she knew for sure he had deceived her. And the worst of it was, he wasn't even ashamed about it. She really should not have stopped by Maxine's bar, trying to drown her misery in gin tonic. Like that had ever helped anyone. On top of her heartache, she was going to suffer a massive hangover tomorrow. But right now, she just could not bring herself to care. Resting her tired head against the cool glass of the window, she closed her eyes and wished the whole world would cease to exist. She must have dozed off, because as the train slowly rattled into motion after a recent stop, her gaze fell on a man slouched on a seat opposite to her on the other side of the aisle. She surely would not have missed this one. The guy was huge, his long, spread-out legs clad in black fatigues and heavy, untied leather boots. On top, he wore only a grey t-shirt with ripped hemline that stretched tight across his muscular chest. Part of a tattoo showed on his strong neck. His blonde buzz-cut hair did nothing to hide an old scar above his right ear, and his knuckles were bruised and seemed like they had only just stopped bleeding. All of him just screamed bad guy, and usually she would have turned away, been careful, tried everything to stay out of trouble, but now she kept on looking unafraid, wondering at how the numbness in her heart had covered up all of her anxieties. His face was handsome in a raw way, his jawline strong, and his nose looked like it had been broken and rehealed more than once. His features were motionless, all of him cold aggression, but in his silver-gray eyes she saw some of the pain and emptiness she was feeling herself. Silver eyes that were rooted on her right now.
Yuri had spotted the Sleeping Beauty the very moment he entered the train, despite still feeling pumped from the recent fight. The contrast between her ladylike appearance and the eyesore of a carriage was crass in the extreme. Her glossy black hair was tied up in a sophisticated knot, and from her small ears hung a pair of heavy gems, looking like the real thing. He automatically calculated how much they would make on the black market, highlighting her soft white neck. The features of her pale face were delicate, makeup on her closed eyelids elaborate, but a little messed up, her sweet little mouth slightly open in her sleep. Her expensive-looking pale pink woolen coat was buttoned up, but from beneath it peered the hem of something black and silky. The skin of her slender legs was shining through flimsy black nylons, and her slim feet were clad in a pair of elegant and daringly high-heeled black suede shoes. She looked like she belonged at a fancy theater or art exhibition downtown. He pictured her sipping champagne, her lips curved in an ironic smile. Surely this privilege belonged to some lucky bastard in a suit. His gaze idly lingered on this petite stranger, sexy and vulnerable at the same time, a welcome distraction. His hands were hurting, but it was nothing compared to the pain in his chest when he thought about his brother. The agonized and shameful expression on Grigor's face before he had zoned out, high as a kite, with the syringe still stuck in his arm. It had not been hard to find out who had hooked him up on the needle again. Yuri had punished the son of a bitch, but revenge had not been sweet. In his heart he knew his little brother would not have the strength to go through rehab again. This time, he had lost him for good. When she woke up, Yuri quickly looked away, well aware that his rugged looks alone must be scary to a lady traveling alone in the middle of the night. Her uninhibited gaze surprised him. She really stared him up and down without any sign of fear or revulsion. When their eyes met, she blushed a little, but did not look away. He was struck by the hauntedness and hurt in her beautiful blue eyes. She looked like someone had torn her heart out. Surprised, he caught himself thinking, if he had the chance, he would gladly break the bones of the asshole who broke her heart.
Florence found herself incapable of breaking eye contact with the mysterious stranger. She felt naked in front of him, like he was looking into her very soul. And the strangest thing was, it did not bother her. His raw masculinity called to everything elementally female inside her. In the back of her head, she knew she should run away from this potentially disastrous encounter, but every survival instinct seemed to have fled her entirely. She felt reckless, and it was not only the booze going to her head. Tonight, everything would be better than the aching emptiness threatening her, even pain. As the train began to slow down and the mechanical subway voice announced her station, she made a momentous decision.
It all happened within a split second. Suddenly, the intriguing woman with the soulful eyes leaned back, biting on her lower lip with her teeth. Movement caught Yuri's gaze to her well-shaped legs, which had been modestly closed until then, but were now slowly moving apart, opening to him. Oh, holy hell. He had not seen that coming. His throat went dry at this candid invitation, and he immediately got a massive hard-on. As the train stopped, she stood up abruptly, rushed past him, and left without looking back, leaving behind a faint smell of pricey perfume and booze. He sat awestruck, knowing she would be gone from his life within the next 2 seconds. Through the stained window, he saw her hurrying away, maybe already regretting her bold suggestion. Fuck. A dark romance with a troubled rich girl was about the last thing he needed right now, especially after the mess he had made earlier that night. What he needed was to haul his ass out of town, get a nice ice-cold shower, and lay low for a couple of weeks. But thinking this, he already felt his feet moving under him, and as the door began to close, he jumped.
Florence hurried up the stairs to the exit, insecure on her heels and heart pounding like a drum. Back on the train, she had acted on pure sexual impulse, very much unlike her usual calm and restrained self. She still felt his unreadable glance on her, like a physical touch. He had not moved, and she told herself to be glad about it, because the only right thing to do in her current state was getting herself home and sleep off her gin tonic-induced intoxication. Leaving the subway station, cold night air hit her, but did nothing to cool off her agitation. She removed the needles holding her hair together, suddenly not able to stand the pull at her scalp. The truth was, she was aching with need for a dangerous-looking, probably criminal stranger. How on earth could this have happened so fast? Swiftly, she directed herself to the pedestrian bridge, her usual shortcut, although it was barely lit at this time of night. She was halfway over the bridge when a sudden dizziness hit her, making her lean against the brick-built balustrade. Looking down at the fast current of the Black River below, she felt an overwhelming hopelessness. With trembling fingers, she fished a cigarette from her coat pocket, but her lighter would not strike.
In the few intense moments since Sleeping Beauty had woken up, she had intrigued him and stirred up some emotions in him that he did not want to look at too closely. Not the least of it was pure lust. Now she had disappeared. Yuri ran his fingers through his hair and cursed, feeling stupid and furious standing there in the street searching for a woman he hardly even knew. She had been teasing him with a promise he eagerly wanted fulfilled, and her disappearance was a frustration on top of an already foul day. But when he turned back to the station, he noticed the half-hidden passage to a gloomy bridge, and on it the vague outline of a small person in a light coat, leaning heavily onto the rail. His skin prickled with expectation as he strode towards the object of his desire. Her hair had come undone, the night wind tossing at her long black strands, making her all the more captivating. Despite his heavy boots, she did not hear him coming, being busy trying to light a cigarette. Stopping only one step away from her, he flashed his lighter. "Can I help?" Her sharp intake of breath and wide eyes told him he had startled her, but then she leaned forward, igniting her cigarette on the little flame. The warm flickering light played across her delicate features, her long dark lashes casting shadows on her soft cheeks. He was longing to touch her. For once in his life, he wanted something pure and delicately beautiful. She drew a deep breath from the cigarette while contemplating him in silence, still no trace of fear in her eyes.
His presence was intense. He was even taller than expected, standing in front of her right now, all sculptured muscle and barely restrained strength, his silver eyes fixed on her face. Goosebumps rose along her spine at the sound of his deep, rough voice. The air between them was thick with anticipation. He took the cigarette from her hand, the slight brush of his fingers nothing short of electric. Holding it between his index and thumb, he drew a deep breath. Slowly, exhaling the smoke, he crossed the little space between them, standing right in front of her now.
"You sure you want this?"
he asked, and she knew this was her very last chance to back away, because he was not the type to grant second chances. But she was already lost to the dark desire he had inspired in her the moment she had laid eyes on him. "Yes," she breathed as she took his free hand and placed it on her thigh, moving it slowly upwards. She could see him swallow hard when his fingers touched the lace of her stockings and then the warm velvet skin above. Abruptly, he threw away the cigarette, buried his hand in her hair, and bent down to claim her mouth with a fevered kiss. She moaned when he crushed into her with his hard body, pressing her back against the bricks of the balustrade and making her feel his erection through the tissue of his fatigues. There was nothing gentle or hesitant about him, and she had never felt more aroused.
When he broke the kiss, he was panting, and so was she. Her face was flushed now, eyes dark with desire, her sweet lips glistening from the wild kiss he had dealt to her. Damn, how he wanted to fuck this woman. Without effort, he lifted her slim body and sat her on the brick wall, spreading her thighs with his hips. Purposefully, he unbuttoned her coat, curious about what he would find underneath. He was not disappointed. The cleavage of her silk dress fell daringly low, almost to her belly button, revealing a delicious wedge of creamy white skin. She was not wearing a bra, and the outlines of her nipples were visible through the thin silk covering her small breasts. He placed his hand on her sternum, feeling the heat of her skin and the frantic beat of her heart, then moved sideways under the dress. When he cupped her breasts, she closed her eyes and moaned softly, arching her back to get even closer to him. He could not resist the temptation to push aside the silk and take her nipple into his own mouth, sucking it in through his teeth. Her moaning grew deeper now. Feeling her melt for him so sweetly, he suddenly wondered what it would be like to lie next to her on a soft, warm bed, instead of standing on this cold and ugly bridge, taking all the time in the world to peel that swanky clothing off her, discovering and kissing every part of her exquisite body. The idea stunned him. Never had he been the type to go steady with a girl. Anyway, he was too far gone now. Pushing up her skirts, he grabbed the piece of lacy fabric covering her sex and ripped it apart.
She was lost, utterly and completely, to the madness of the moment. Letting this stranger have his way with her inflamed her with a thrilling mixture of danger and lust. She wanted more, wanted to go all the way, and was not shy to show it. Hastily, she grabbed the waistband of his pants, worked the zipper open, and slid her hand into his boxer shorts. He inhaled sharply at her touch, then pushed the fabric further down, exposing his fully erect shaft to her. His face was no longer motionless, his eyes closed, his breathing becoming heavier with every teasing stroke of her fingers. Delicious as this was, she couldn't keep it up much longer, her need to feel him inside her, now so strong it was almost painful. She placed his tip against her wet opening, locked her feet above his backside, and pulled him closer. Immediately, he took the hint, entering her with one deep, vigorous thrust. She couldn't help but cry out in sheer joy when he filled her completely.
Damn, did she feel right? So wet and hot and tight. He fucked her hard, and she still pulled him closer with her legs, demanding more. Soon, he felt a massive orgasm coming on. She was clearly enjoying herself, but he felt she would need him to last a little longer. He wanted her to come apart, wanted this crazy, passionate encounter to be as unforgettable for her as it was already for him. Holding her with only one hand behind her back, he moved his other hand between their bodies, down where they were intimately joined, searching with his thumb for the tiny bump that could enhance her pleasure even further. When he found it, her whole body jerked like it was being shot, and a hoarse cry escaped her throat. "Yeah?" he asked, but she was beyond words now. He kept on stroking her there, all the while pumping into her with undiminished force. Soon he felt her contract on the inside, and when she threw her head back and screamed from the intensity of her orgasm, he knew he had served her well. Thrusting into her deeply, he followed her over the edge and lost himself in wave after wave of pure bliss.
When it was over, she kept him locked in the embrace of her legs, not quite ready to let him go yet. They both were panting, trying to catch their breath, two lost souls holding on to each other. She pulled his head towards hers, resting her forehead against his, eyes closed. Astonished, she realized that her numbness was gone, at least for now. When was the last time she had felt so alive? Thank you, she whispered. He did not reply, but held her tight for another long moment. When she shivered from the cool night's breeze, he finally pulled back from her and closed his pants.
Come, Angel, I will see you home,
he said quietly, lifting her down from her stony seat.
They walked in silence. Yuri was shaken by this absolutely unexpected erotic adventure, confused, profoundly satisfied, afraid to let his guard down, and at a total loss for words. All too soon, she stepped in front of an old but well-preserved brick-built townhouse.
Here it is,
she finally said in her pleasantly rough voice. He looked down at her, memorizing the fine lines of her face, her disheveled black hair. What's your name? He blurted out. She hesitated for a second.
Florence.
He couldn't help his amused smile. Of course she would have some cheeky French name. It fitted in all too well with all of her cheek stuff, especially the sexy lingerie.
Florence had to smile as well, when her serious and battle-tested features changed, sporting a heartbreaking, crooked smile that made her pulse quicken. Her skin tingled in all the places he had touched her skillfully only a few moments ago. She blushed, remembering the intensity of his lovemaking. Stunned, she realized that she was yearning for more. And it scared the shit out of her, having just, in fact earlier tonight, gotten out of a pretty destructive relationship. As if guessing her inner turmoil, he announced,
I need to leave now.
Relief mingled with regret. But before she could express either of those emotions, he suddenly caught her into his strong arms, pressed her against the wall, and stole one last wistful kiss from her. Then he disappeared into the night. Three weeks later, Florence had holed up in her office, struggling with the beginnings of what promised to become a vicious migraine. Running into Cameron earlier that day had not actually improved her well-being. He had come in like he owned the place, looking dashing as always, charming everybody, but looking through her as if she was made of thin air. His whole demeanor confirmed the point that she had never meant anything to him at all. Thinking that she had even borrowed a designer dress and jewelry in order to impress him, she saw through his polished facade now. Still, it stung. Thinking about his cold letdown a few weeks ago, she also remembered how that particular night had turned out. Remembered another man who was as unlike Cameron as could be. Neither dashing nor a charmer, but quiet, strong, battle-scarred, raw in his need, yet caring for her pleasure. Her cheeks flushed at the memory of how he had awakened a dark desire in her, unknown before, like it had been asleep for 100 years. The day after, at least some of her survival instincts had come back to her. As soon as she had gotten through the worst of her hangover, she had arranged to get tested for sexually transmittable diseases and unwanted pregnancy. Both, mercifully, had turned out negative. She had thrown away every single gift and picture of Cameron, but could not bring herself to dump the remains of the lace panties and stockings that had been ruined during her passionate encounter with the mystifying stranger. He still disquieted her. And the most unnerving thing about it was, she did not even know his name. A knock on the door interrupted her thoughts. She drew in a deep breath, pulling herself together. Come in. The head of her co-worker, Jeremy, appeared, informing her patrol just brought in one of the main suspects in the drug dealer homicide down by the docks, and their boss wanted her to lead the interrogation. ASAP. Room 5. Florence forced a professional smile on her face. I'll be there in a minute. She stood up, smoothed her gray tweed blazer, and tried to bring her mind back to a state of calm and clear thinking. This case was important. Walking to the interrogation room, she tried to recall all the critical leads. Not that there were many. The suspect did not move when she entered the room. He sat with his head down, shackled arms placed on his knees, his massive shoulders visibly tense. With a sense of foreboding, she noticed an old scar on the right side of his head, unconcealed by his very short blonde hair. When he finally looked up, she felt like she had taken a punch in the gut. Those piercing silver eyes, she would have recognized them everywhere. Seconds passed by that seemed like an eternity. Florence felt her boss glance at her impatiently, but her gaze was locked with the stranger. His expression was unreadable, like the very first time she had laid eyes on him on the subway train. Finally, he drew in a breath.
You.
But she interrupted him. You have the right to remain silent. Everything you say can and will be used against you. The end.